anybody at Bridgewater at any time could say, could challenge me on anything. And I felt the obligation for everybody to hear that exchange.
People love to talk about corporate culture. One thing you're clearly very ahead of the curve is just thinking about this term.
You know, there's a term and it's just like, what do you want to do? How do you want to behave with each other? We don't have to even use the word corporate culture. In any relationship, if you have a marriage, if you have friendships, if you have partnerships, you have to face the question of how you'd want to be with each other.
Well, how do you actually shape the culture then?
Two ways. I know what I believe is best. Whatever, but I'm not actually sure. And then I go through the question and answer. I believe I should have an idea meritocracy. That's a different from values. Different people can live their lifestyles, different kinds of lifestyles, freedom of choice to operate that way. But I kind of know what I believe is best and what I want. And then I have openness to debate. Is that right? Is that the best? Because if you have an idea meritocracy where you can have anybody debate anything, you know, anybody at Bridgewater at any time could say, could challenge me on anything. And I felt the obligation for everybody to hear that exchange of why I think this is best and not, and then let people make decisions or enlighten me when it comes to that trade-off. Because otherwise they wouldn't be invested
in that. You know,